Blackstone Audio presents Cryoburn by Lois McMaster Bujold. Chapter 1. Angels were falling all over the place. Miles blinked, trying to resolve the golden streaks sleeting through his vision into mere retinal flashes, but they stubbornly persisted as tiny, distinct figures, faces dismayed, mouths round. He heard their wavering cries like the whistle of fireworks from far off, the echoes buffeted by hillsides. Ah, terrific. Auditory hallucinations, too. Granted, the visions seemed more dangerous in his current addled state. If he could see things that were not there, it was also quite possible for him to not see things that were there, like stairwells or broken gaps in this corridor floor, or balcony railings. But wouldn't he feel those pressing against his chest? Not that he could see anything in this pitch darkness, not even his hands reaching uncertainly before him. His heart was beating too fast, rushing in his ears like muffled surf, his dry mouth gasping. He had to slow down. He scowled at the tumbling angels, peeved. If they were going to glow like that, they might at least illuminate his surroundings for him, like little celestial grav lights. But no. Nothing so helpful. He stumbled, and his hand banged against something hollow-sounding. Had that bit of wall shifted? He snatched his arms in, wrapping them around himself, trembling. I'm just cold. Yeah, that's it. Which had to be from the power of suggestion, since he was sweating. Hesitantly, he stretched out again and felt along the corridor wall. He began to move forward more slowly, fingers lightly passing over the faint lines and ripples of drawer edges and handle locks, rank after rank of them, stacked high beyond his reach. Behind each drawer face, a frozen corpse, stiff, silent, waiting in mad hope. 100 corpses to every 30 steps or so, thousands more around each corner, hundreds of thousands in this lost labyrinth. No, millions. That part, unfortunately, was not a hallucination. The cryocombs, they called this place, rumored to wind for kilometers beneath the city. The tidy blocks of new mausoleums on the city's western fringe, zoned as the Cryopolis, did not account for all the older facilities scattered around and underneath the town, going back as much as 150 or 200 years, some still operational, some cleared and abandoned. Some abandoned without being cleared? Miles's ears strained, trying to detect a reassuring hum of refrigeration.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?